Cystic Fibrosis Ireland has launched its 1 in 1,000 campaign. The idea aims to recruit 1,000 women to take part in the VHI Women's Mini Marathon in June to raise over 120,000 for vital cystic fibrosis services. Joining me in studio to tell me more is Patricia Duffy Barber, who is the chairperson of Cystic Fibrosis Ireland, who also happens to have CF, and Lauren Dempsey, who has CF, is one of the 1,000 patient ambassadors who joins us on the line. You're both very welcome to Global Village.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, firstly, Tricia, tell me about the campaign.
Well, the campaign started back in 2010. It was actually a mum's idea, and she thought that if she could recruit 10 people, and if each of those people could recruit 10 people, it would grow, and ultimately you'd end up with 1,000 people. And it was a really powerful idea, a really simple idea. So Cystic Fibrosis Ireland were delighted with that, and we took the idea on board, and we support the campaign. It's kind of one of our main campaigns throughout the fundraising year. And it's a great opportunity, really, for people who mightn't be confident about doing the mini marathon by themselves, just to get a few friends together and to work on it and to get out and about and practice and walk and things like that.
And let's talk about cystic fibrosis, which it's so funny because I'm looking at your pin here, which has purple roses, and it says 65 roses is how some children first learn to say cystic fibrosis. It's very clever. So what is cystic fibrosis for people who don't know?
So it's a genetic disease that you're born with. You're born with it because both your parents are carriers of the gene. 1 in 19 people in Ireland are carriers, so it's actually quite high.
Because there's a small gene pool.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one thing migrants are doing for the Irish gene pool. We are making it bigger. Well, not me personally, obviously.
More the better. And so ultimately, it's a rare disease internationally, but in Ireland, because of the high volume, it's a borderline rare disease here. It's actually a bit more common than not. So I suppose it affects different parts of your body because it affects the sort of the smooth lining of all your organs. So people have difficulties with their breathing, with their digestion. Sometimes there's additional difficulties with kidneys and liver. And I suppose as part of managing the condition, you can take other medications which can involuntarily cause other side effects like diabetes or osteoporosis or other things. So really it's a multi-organ condition, and it requires quite a lot of maintenance and management. In this country, we have about 1,100 people with CF. It's growing all the time, which is a positive thing because people are living longer and we've more and more children being diagnosed at an earlier age. So our population is constantly growing, which is good. And it's an illness that varies a lot in complexity. Some people would have very mild strains and some people would have quite significant levels of disability and they would find it hard to participate in everyday life. Some people would be able to go out and work and maybe are you know, in relationships and have jobs and so on and so forth. Whereas other people, really their whole day-to-day existence is around taking care of themselves and managing their illness. So there's a big spectrum and there's a lot of different things that CF Ireland would support people with because of the level of impact their disability will have on them.
Now, I don't mean to be flippant because you're the chairperson of Cystic Fibrosis Ireland and you have CF.
Yeah.
So was it on a job description? I'm being flippant, of course.
Yeah. So I suppose in terms of my experience with CF, I've been quite
lucky. Because you're sitting in front of me and you look in the pink of health.
Which is great. It takes a lot to keep well. And I think people with CF are struggling on a daily basis a lot of the time. My day, and I know Lauren would be the same, we take a lot of medication in terms of medicine to help us digest everything we eat. We have to do airway clearance because our lungs get kind of clogged up. The sticky mucus can't move out of all of their airways and of different glands and things. So that's why we have to do airway clearance and physiotherapy exercises. There's a huge emphasis nowadays on the benefit of exercise to actually help you and help you keep well. And along with diet and rest and other things like that. It's a full-time job keeping well.
And Lauren, you join us on the phone. Tell us your story and how cystic fibrosis impacts on your daily life.
I'm relatively a healthy CF, as they'd say. I've never been sick as such, of course, from the obvious. And I get up. I'm in college now at the minute. I'm in my first year of college, so I get up about 10 to 6 in the morning and I take my nebulizers.
Which can I say is very unusual for a college student.
I know, 10 to 6, yeah. It's a bit of a pain, but it has to be done. So, I go about 10 to 6 and do all my medication, take my tablets and get ready to go. And then I just kind of get on with my day then. And I have to check my bloods now. I'm kind of... they're just like checking for, because my blood sugars are a bit all over the place recently. So I have to check them now during the day. And then obviously take my tablets during the day. And then I just kind of, I'm kind of like normal, I suppose. And then at night time, then I just do the same routine of going up and taking my nebulizers and all my tablets then before I go to bed. And then repeat the cycle the next day.
And you've had a tough year because you've been in and out of hospital.
Yeah, this year now, 2017, has so far so good, fingers crossed. I haven't been in yet, but last year I was in a good bit. I think I was in 7 or 8 times last year, which is very unusual for me. Just when I moved from Crumlin to Vincent's, I started getting more inpatient days. So before I moved over to Vincent's, I hadn't actually been an inpatient in 13 years. So it's been a bit of a different journey for me now, but you just have to kind of, you have to learn, like, and I've been very lucky, so.
And it's really...
You have to get up and...
Yeah, but it's really quite inspirational because from what I hear, and you're not letting CF hold you back in any way.
Well, I try not to. I kind of in the, you kind of have to just get up and get on with it, like, you know, like, there's no, like... As I've said many times before, I have CF and cystic fibrosis doesn't have me, you know, like, it's just a part of who I am. It doesn't control my life. So you just kind of have to just get up and go on with life. Like, there's no point in sitting back and letting it seat you, so...
A great attitude, for sure. And Tricia, you know, the first time I really understood what cystic fibrosis was when I went through my fertility treatment. And it was really... interesting to me that through that process I got screened for mm-hmm. CF, and the donor that we had picked mm-hmm. from a sperm bank in Denmark was also mm-hmm. Screened for CF, and that made me realize, my goodness, we know before we mm-hmm. are having a child whether the child is going to have the CF gene, because mm-hmm. they would have told me straight away that we'd have to find another donor if the donor had failed the screening. So that kind of made me realize, because how many couples are there in Ireland right now, as mm-hmm. to speak, who have no idea that they're carrying the CF gene and might be trying for children? Because it is possible to be a carrier and have absolutely no symptoms.
It is, yeah. And as I said, there's quite a high rate in this country, relatively speaking, of 1 in 19 people could be a carrier. So if you take a typical primary school class with, you know, with maybe 25, 30 kids in it, you know, there's at least one carrier in each school classroom, which is interesting. To have the test to see if you're a carrier is really just a blood test. And since the gene was identified in 1989, that's what's facilitated people being able to be tested. Now, there's, you know, I think as science expands and as we catch up with technology, there's more and more mutations or variations of the gene that are being identified. But by and large, the most common ones are easily identified. And, you know, I think just that awareness and, as you said, you know, having the test done early on, it just creates opportunities for people to plan ahead and to manage an illness if they know it's going to arise.
And Lauren, as a young person in college, like, how do you find the awareness around cystic fibrosis? When you mentioned that you have CF, do people that you normally say to know what you're talking about?
This year, I met a whole new group of friends, and a few of them, when I was telling them, a few of them had heard of it before, but they didn't really know that much detail. But actually, one of the lads in my class has cystic fibrosis as well, so that was a bit unusual. I'd never.
So you're like,
met,
yeah, I'm not the only CFer.
Yeah,
you could
exactly.
actually start a CF society now in your college.
God, yeah, I hadn't met anyone. I had known people with CF, but I hadn't actually met anyone and not known they had CF until we talked to each other. If that makes sense. But yeah, it's a bit mad. My class has more of an awareness now, and the college, I'm in Carlow IT, and they do great work. They actually, for our RAG week, Cystic Fibrosis Ireland was one of the charities they chose to raise money for, and I think they raised like 13,000 bills.
That's fantastic.
Between three charities, but it's been amazing, and everyone is so supportive. Like, and like they want to know more about it, and I find that like anyone I talk to about it is actually really interested. So it's just about like spreading the word. Like, and you just have to let people know what cystic fibrosis is, and it is all about the awareness. Like, and it's so important. So. Yeah,
and do you think your friends, you know, after hearing your story and, you know, being your being around you, do you think they would actually consider testing themselves for cystic fibrosis?
I think so. Like, a lot of my, it's really weird, but I'm actually the oldest in my friend group now in college, and I don't think any of them are planning to have babies soon. Mm-hmm. But I think if it was a thing, like, they definitely would. It makes things more, like, when I found that one in 19 people is a carrier of the gene, they didn't even realise, like, that they could carry the gene. It's like, that, like, one person in my class carries the gene, except me, obviously. I obviously carry it. You know what I mean? It's mad.
So hearing Lauren's experience about the awareness of obviously increasing, do you feel quite hopeful?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, nowadays with more and more people who are doing well and going to college, like Lauren and myself, the more that people with CF are a little bit more open about their experience, then their colleagues will begin to recognise, oh, yeah, that's what that is. And, you know, to be able to see how it impacts, you might have, you know, a few more bathroom breaks, or you might be, you know, a bit more wrapped up in the wintertime because you're trying not to catch a cold, this kind of thing. But yeah, it's just simple levels of awareness. If, you know, if somebody is coughing and they have CF, that they'd be very well tuned in to the fact that, you know, the bacteria they have wouldn't necessarily affect everybody else. It's because we can't shift mucus out of our lungs very easily, because it's a bit more sticky and because it's all a bit clogged. And we tend to pick up more bacteria from everybody else than we would actually share, because it's just the common bacteria that are around. And interestingly,
so if you have a cold or a flu-like symptoms, stay away from your friends and family that have CF.
Exactly.
Well, that's a very thoughtful thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, just simple things. Just a lot of common sense. But yeah, it can make a big difference. And it's interesting that Lauren was saying, like, she didn't realise the person in her class had CF. So I think that's a really positive thing as well, because, you know, obviously the person is well, and, you know, sometimes you can sit down beside somebody and you recognise they've taken out the same tablets to eat, and you think, oh my God, that person must have CF. So that's kind of a bit weird when that happens. But yeah, exactly. So it's great, and it's good to see that people live with CF. You know, it doesn't, as Lauren says, it doesn't necessarily have to take over your life. You can live and you can get on with things.
And you could go off and become a chairperson of a charity.
You can go off and do whatever you like.
Exactly. So final call for people listening. How can they get involved and support Cystic Fibrosis Ireland as part of the VHI Marathon?
Well, the One in 1,000 campaign is always looking for people to join in and to sign up. You can just contact CF Ireland, or you can go to oneofone1000.ie, and they'll walk you through the little enrolment system. It's not a huge thing to get enrolled. Equally, if you wanted to just pick up the phone and give a call, there's a number. It's 1-890-311-211. Nuala is there in CF Ireland, and 1 in 1,000 is her project, and she'll help you out. There's a lovely fancy purple t-shirt that you'll get, and a little fundraising pack, just to help you keep track of people who've sponsored you. So it's really easy to do. And it's great when you see on the big bank holiday and everybody's out there and you see this big sea of purple t-shirts. It's actually quite moving. It's quite nice. So it's awareness and it's support. You know, it's win-win for everybody.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us here on Global Villages. Patricia Duffy-Barber, Chairperson of Cystic Fibrosis Ireland, and also joined on the line by, joined by Lauren Dempsey, who is a 1 in 1,000 patient ambassador. Thank you so much for joining us here on Global Village.
Thanks for having us, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you.